leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, here to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds and Fredericksburg Nationals tangoing for the second time here this week. A little bit later, as opened up their series with an 11 a.m. first pitch yesterday on Tuesday morning against Fredericksburg Nationals. Shorebirds evidently hit snooze on their alarm a couple of times, but woke up late and were able to take the win in game one by a final of 5-3. Birds fell behind 2-0 after three innings of play, but then clawed back, scoring runs in each of their final four turns at bat. One in the fifth, two in the sixth, one in the seventh, and one in the eighth to emerge victorious. Key points of the game, Isaac Baloney, he homered again, two-run shot in the sixth, proved to be the game winner. Isaac De Leon, solo homer in the eighth for a little bit of insurance. Ryan Long, Thomas Girard, Dan Hammer combining for all nine innings. Basically, Long and Hammer doing the majority of the work, Girard facing just one batter and getting one out. But Long gave up two runs over four and two-thirds, Hammer one run over four, and the big takeaway, no walks issued. First time this season, the Shorebirds have managed to avoid issuing a free pass, and they do it against the best offense in the Carolina League. Fred Nats, both by metrics of runs and batting average, pacing the Carolina League through yesterday's ball game. The Shorebirds pitching staff was able to shut them down pretty neat and tidy. So with the victory, the Shorebirds have now won two in a row here at home. First time this season that they have won back-to-back games here at their home ballpark. They are now 11-23 in the season. Fredericksburg falls to 19-14. They still lead the Carolina League Northern Division, but their lead has been shrunk down to one over the Lynchburg Hellcats, who are a game back at 18-15. Shorebirds still in the cellar, 8.5 games back here at the start of play today. Shorebirds, like we said, got great pitching performances yesterday. Dan Hammer pitched the final four innings in a start that was a long time coming for him. He had his first couple of outings of the season, didn't allow any runs, but he gave up a good deal of walks, pitched around some trouble, and then finally that trouble turned into actual fire over his next couple of outings as he gave up some runs over his next three appearances, and then yesterday just put it all together and got four innings of one-run baseball, five strikeouts, and didn't walk anybody for the first time this season. Had a chance to catch up with Dan prior to today's game, so we'll go ahead and air that conversation with Shorebirds pitcher Dan Hammer, the winner from yesterday's ball game. You're listening to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by yesterday morning, so I guess we'll call it morning, winning pitcher Dan Hammer. Dan, you pitched really well yesterday. Four innings, gave up just one run, didn't walk anybody, as did nobody on the Shorebird staff yesterday. When you see the guys in front of you throwing as well as they did yesterday, and you come into a game where the Shorebirds have the lead, and, you know, here in the beginning of the season, that's been a bit more few and far between than you guys would have liked, but when you get a chance to then, here's the ball, go, give us the final four, what's your thought process in the pen?
Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback that momentum off Ryan and Girard coming in the game. Wanted to get some length out of my outing there, so I was happy to go four and finish the game for us.
And like I said, the bullpen, or the entire staff, didn't give up any walks over the course of the game, and that's a big milestone for you because I know the walks here this season have, you know, steadily decreased as the year has gone on. What does that mean to you, given, you know, where you were a year ago now, yeah, to then go four innings of one-run ball yesterday with no walks? That's a big step.
Yeah, I mean, it always feels good to put together efficient innings, and limiting the walks has definitely been my focus here as of late. So I was just happy with what happened yesterday, just trying to attack every hitter and just make the innings as quickly as possible.
And yesterday, your preparation prior to coming into the game was a little bit weird because of injury delay right before you were about to come into the game in the sixth. And then on top of that, it was an 11:05 start. Yeah. Are you somebody who likes those kind of morning early starts? Because I know Ryan loves it.
Yeah.
is the tandem in agreement here?
That might be the one thing we're not in total agreement with. Luckily, I woke up once I got in the game, but not going to lie, leading up to first pitch, I still had to get myself together and get in the right mindset. But, yeah, Ryan's definitely a big fan of the 11 a.m. starts.
Was it a conscious decision then to set up the tandem that by this turn you would be on the back end?
I mean, I'm just happy it works out that way because I know he's always up before me. So, yeah, I'd rather pitch in the 7 o'clock game. But, yeah, it was fun to change it up once in a while.
And yesterday you got to pitch in front of your parents. That's, you know, something that I think we all tend to take a little bit for granted, especially after the past couple of years where fan attendance was limited and maybe sometimes you're playing far away from home. Just what does it mean to be able to pitch and pitch well in front of those who have supported you the entire way?
Yeah, I feel really fortunate to have them here, them only being 2 hours away. It's just really nice to see them after the game and go out and do something fun and, you know, just have them be here a part of my process. So, yeah, it's just really, really fun having them here supporting me.
And we were talking about it right before the interview, your kind of progression over the course of your start so far this year, going from, you know, limiting hard contact but giving up too many walks and then not walking too many guys but giving up too much hard contact. You find that sweet spot yesterday. How do you take that moment where you find it and put it all together in one game and then extrapolate it for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think it's just a combination of getting ahead of guys and finding my pitch arsenal in the zone. I think that's the biggest thing, is just having the ability to command all my pitches and in any count, really. So that's kind of been the separator for me moving forward.
And this was a Fredericksburg lineup which came in with the highest batting average of anybody in the Carolina League. They'd scored more runs than anybody in the Carolina League. Is that something you take into account at all coming into a start when you're trying to pick apart a lineup and you kind of say, man, there's not really too many holes here?
It's definitely in the back thought, but just kind of go at each team the same way. Try to pitch to your strengths, and hopefully that is good enough to get the job done.
Now that we're just about over a month and a half into the season, are you happy with how the first month and a half's gone? And then when you look back on the first 35 games, what do you want from the final 100 or so?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm trending in the right direction as well as the team. So just moving forward, I would like to just continue to get length out of each outing and, of course, just keep the walks down and limit the hard contact. Just go out there and compete.
Well, Dan, as always, thank you so much for the time, and congrats on the good outing yesterday.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, Sam Jelinek here with you. Thanks again to Dan for stopping by and chatting with us prior to today's ball game. Always happy to talk with Mr. Hammer, and he pitched really well yesterday, and hopefully the Shorebirds will ride that momentum into their matchup today with the Fredericksburg Nationals. Get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups now for the Fred Nats. Same top of the order, Jacob Young leads it off. He's in right field. Jeremy De La Rosa, the center fielder, bats second. Brady House, the designated hitter, hits third. Brandon Bossier, the first baseman, is the cleanup man. Sammy Infante at third base, bats fifth. Alan Berrios does the catching. He was added to the Fred Nats roster yesterday. Andre Arias, the left fielder, bats seventh. Yoandre Rivero, the shortstop, hits eighth. And Viondel Pena rounds it out, hitting ninth and playing second base. For your Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He's at second. Noelbert Romero at third. And then Isaac De Leon at short. Isaac Bologna in right. Davis Tavares is the DH. Trenton Craig in left. Josue Cruz at first. Michael Deson in center. Creed Willems does the catching. And Connor Grady on the mound for your Shorebirds, opposed by Brian Caceres on the mound for the Fred Nats. Birds have taken the field, so we'll go ahead, take one more break, and on the other side, have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter a bouncing ball fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome everybody to Purdue Stadium. I couldn't tell if my mic was hot or not. Apparently it is. Time for game two between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Sam Jelinek here along with you as the Shorebirds look to make it two in a row over the Fred Nash. Shorebirds with a 5-3 win in the series opener yesterday. Now 11-23 on the season. The Nationals 19-14, still leading the Carolina League Northern Division. Connor Grady gets the ball here for the game two start for Delmarva. He is 1-2 with a 7.71 ERA here so far on the campaign. And this is the defense that lines up behind him here to start this one out. It's Trenton Craig in left, Michael Deson in center, Isaac Bologna in right, Noel Bert Romero's at third, Isaac De Leon at short, Luis Valdez at second, Josue Cruz at first, and Creed Willems does the catching for Connor Grady on the bump. Grady 6'2", 205 pounds, 23 years old, out of Florida State by way of Miami down in Florida. 18th round pick last year by the O's. Pitched a couple of games towards the tail end of the season with the Shorebirds at the end of the 21 campaign, 12 2/3 innings. So far this year, 21 innings, 27 strikeouts, 7 walks, 30 hits, 22 runs, and 18 earned. Shorebirds going with their alternate orange jerseys today. Orange base with Shorebirds in black across the front. Same for the numbers on the back with their primary cap out on the field. Fredericksburg going with their alternate red with Fred Nats emblazoned in script across the front. White numbers on the back. Gray pants for the visitors. Grady ready to get to work here in this one. Connor's got a 5-pitch mix. 4-seam fastball, 2-seam fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup. Jacob Young digs in to lead it off. FSU versus U of F battle here to begin the game in the first pitch. Misses just inside for ball one. We're underway a couple minutes early at 7:03. Perfect day for baseball again. Mid-70s right now. Shadows covering the infield as the 1-0 finds the strike zone. Fastball, heart of the plate, 1-1. Shadows covering most of the infield. A little bit into left field, but other than that, perfect night for ball. 1-1. Young swings and misses, fastball boring down and in, and it's 1-2. Young, if memory serves correctly, actually tripled off of Grady back on the second day of the season, April the 9th, to begin that game. 1-2. Young takes up and in, and the count's even at 2. Young hitting .220 on the season, .615 OPS. Seventh round pick last year out of Florida. 2-2. Fastball misses high, and the count's full. Connor dealt with his biggest command issues of the season in his last outing on the 12th against Salem, walked 4, 3-2. And he hits Young on the payoff pitch. Got him on the shoulder, and Grady's command here to start this one out, not exactly ideal. The 4 walks Grady allowed to Salem over 3 innings last Thursday were the most walks he's given up in a single game. They also more than doubled his season total of walks. He'd walked just 3 in his first 18 innings coming into that start. He then walked 4, including 3 in the third inning. So a man at first and Jeremy De La Rosa, the batter. Young stole a base in the opening game yesterday. The first pitch to Jeremy De La Rosa misses outside for ball 1. Young 15 for 16 in stolen bases. De La Rosa open stance on the left side, having a stellar start to the year. 323 average, 951 OPS. Takes a fastball, eclipses the outside corner, and the count's 1-1. Middle infield, modified double play depth. Second baseman Valdez to the pole side. Grady from the belt, the pitch. And De La Rosa slaps it out of play, third base side. Counts 1-2. Grady very quick to the plate. Not quite a slide step, but a very, very short leg lift. Not giving Young much to go off of. 1-2. Change up misses up and away, and the count's even at 2. De La Rosa, a good start to the series yesterday. 2-for-4. Had a double, 2 runs scored. Chokes up on the bat. Count even at 2. The pitch. Fastball called. Strike 3 at the knees. De La Rosa thought it was low. Hands on hips. He'll walk back to the dugout. And Grady with his first out of the game. It's a strikeout. And there's one out here in the first. Runner remains at first base. Brings up Brady House. House was lifted early from yesterday's game after his final at-bat when he homered in the eighth inning. Didn't play defense the following frame. Threw over to first, and Young scampers back to the bag safely. Yoandre Rivero replaced him at short, so today House just DHing. He was activated off the IL just a couple of days ago now. Well, he's been hit by a bevy of pitches since then. Young running from first. It's a pitch down the middle. Wilmans from his knees throws to second. In time! A cannon from Creed Willems nails Jacob Young for the second out of the inning. Creed Willems' electric arm starting to make waves here through the Carolina League as more teams find out about him. 0-1, breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. Yesterday, actually, Fredericksburg ran a good deal on him, ended up stealing 3 bases without being caught. 0-1. Or 1-1, rather, misses down and away again with the slider, and the count's 2-1. So 2 outs, nobody on. Top of the first, Grady looking to face the minimum. 2-1 to House. 2-seamer sinks just a little low, and it's 3-1. House, 3 homers, 26 driven in, 909 OPS for the still 18-year-old. 3-1. Fastball gets the call, bottom of the zone. House was already walking to first. Home plate umpire Charlie Welling says, nope, come on back. Jalen Goodman, Willing's partner, down the first base line. Grady from the first base side of the rubber deals home, and House takes a called strike 3. Same pitch, same result, and Grady faces the minimum in the first with back-to-back strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Fredericksburg nothing, and Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, a discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Bottom of the first here from Purdue Stadium. It's Fredericksburg nothing, and the Shorebirds coming to bat against Brian Caceres of the Fred Nats. Righty getting the start here today. He's 3-1 with a 4.50 earned run average for the Fred Nats. 6'1", 170 pounds. The righty deals home in the first pitch to Luis Valdez. Chopped on the ground to second. Grabbed by Viandel Pena on the big bounce. And he throws to first. Valdez retired for the second straight game to open it up on just one pitch. Introduce the defense for you for the Fred Nats. It's Andre Arias out in left. Jeremy De La Rosa in center. Jacob Young is in right. Sammy Infante at the hot corner. Yoandre Rivero at shortstop. Viandel Pena at second. Brandon Bossier at first. And Alan Barrios does the catching. First pitch to Noelbert Romero's. A fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Caceres overall in his career 12-12 with a 4.74 ERA for the Panamanian. As Romero, one hop smash to short. Soft hands from Rivero though on the short hop pick. And then he throws out Romero on the other side for the second out of the frame. So three pitches and two outs for Brian Caceres. Brings up Isaac De Leon batting the three hole here today after homering yesterday. Right, bats from the right side. First pitch, pass ball down and away for ball one. Caceres out of Panama, making a sixth start, the 1-0. It's on the outside corner, 1-1. Caceres works from the extreme first base side of the rubber. Comes set, his pitch home. Fastball finds the outside corner. It's 1-2. Caceres fastball, slider, and changeup. Pitch home. De Leon checks his swing. Down and away. And the count's even at 2. The pitch. And De Leon, a hot smash to short. Rivero stays down on it, flings it across the diamond, and retires De Leon for a 1-2-3 first inning for Brian Caceres on three groundouts. We go to the second, no score after one, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It's now time to produce Shake Your Tail Feathers. Stand up, shake your tail feathers, stand for a chance to get your order. Our cameras are looking for you out there. Get up and shake those tail feathers.
Twists and turns that it has in store, 'cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second here from Purdue Stadium. No score after one. Both teams sending the minimum to the plate. Connor Grady working around a leadoff hit by pitch, thanks to a caught stealing and striking out two. Brandon Bossier leads it off for the Fred Nats. 3-4 or 4-5 and 6. Beg your pardon. Bossier digs in from the left side. Arizona products. Faces off against the FSU man, and Grady's first pitch of the inning misses outside for ball one. Bossier. Yesterday's game, an RBI double as well as a sac fly. To drive in two of the three Fred Nats runs. 1-0. This is outside again from Grady. It's 2-0. Bossier on the season now hitting 250, 759 OPS. One homer, 16 driven in. Grady the wine from the first base side. Fires home, and it's on the inside corner, 2-1. Grady so far today, his control doesn't seem to be as sharp as it typically is. 2-1. Bossier slices it on a play. Third base side, 2-2. As prior to giving up the four walks against Salem, his past two appearances, both out of the bullpen, four innings apiece. He hadn't walked anybody. 2-2. Bossier swings and misses. Looked like he was taking a hack underwater out in front of a changeup. And Connor Grady with three straight strikeouts. One away here in the second. It brings up Sammy Infante. Infante, third baseman for the Fred Nats, still pacing the league in homers with seven. 22 driven in, right on right matchup. First pitch home. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball one. Infante, second round pick of the Nationals back in 2020, spent all of last year down the GCL. 1-0. And Infante, a soft number towards short. De Leon waited back, now charges in, bobbles, and throws to first just in time to get Infante for the second out of the inning. So quickly, two up, two down for Connor Grady here in the second. And for Grady, the problem of late has been obviously some of the control issues, but also the big inning. Last time out against Salem, he had coasted through two scoreless to begin the game before giving up four in the third. First pitch home. Breaking ball misses just inside to Alan Barrios, the catcher for the Fred Nats, added to the roster prior to yesterday's game. Barrios played a couple of games for Fredericksburg at the end of last year. 1-0. He swings and skies it back behind home plate. Willems off with the mask on the warning track. Stumbles a little but holds on to it as he makes the catch ranging to his left. Nearly popped out of his mitt, but he puts the squeeze on it. And the side is retired quickly here in the second. We go to the bottom of the second. No score here from Salisbury on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second here from Salisbury. No score after an inning and a half, as we've seen a grand total of 34 pitches between Connor Grady and Brian Caceres here to start this game. Caceres needed just 8 pitches to coast through a 1-2-3 first. Comes out for the second with 4, 5, and 6. Due up, Isaac Bologna leads it off. Bologna, hottest hitter on the Shorebirds club right now, is homered in back-to-back games. As Caceres from the stretch with nobody on, set at the belt, his first pitch home. Fastball and misses low for ball one. Bologna now in 836 OPS, which is 1 point higher than Daryl Hernandez. 1-0. Bologna big swing and a miss. Little changeup or two-seam fastball there from Caceres. 1-1. First time this year that Hernandez has been unthroned as the OPS leader for the Birds. 1-1. Bologna takes down and in for ball two. Isaac, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Leads off the second here in a scoreless game. 5 homers, 22 driven in, hitting 247, the pitch. And Bologna fouls it off his leg in the box, and the count's even at 2. Isaac's 2-run homer in the 6th inning of yesterday's game gave the Shorebirds the lead for good. See, it vaulted them in front 3-2, go on to win it 5-3. 2-2. And Bologna, soft tapper to the backstop. Count stays level at 2 apiece. So going back to Sunday now, Bologna in that game, 3 hits, 3 extra base hits, 5 driven in. 7 RBIs over his past 2 games. 2-2, swing and a miss. Buried a Off-speed pitch down and in. Baloney waves through it. And that's the first down here. The second first strikeout for Caceres. Caceres has been on a roll here in the month of May. 12 innings. He's only given up 2 runs, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts coming into the start. Had a very, very bumpy April despite a 2-1 record and an ERA north of 7. First pitch to Davis Tavares comes home and he chases a letter-high fastball for strike one. Tavares, right-handed batter, had yesterday off. Back in the lineup here today, DHing. 2 homers, 11 driven in, hitting at 200. The pitch. Fastball down the middle, it's 0-2. But the makings of a potentially good pitcher were there for Caceres, because if you look at his underlying numbers in the month of April, the pitch, Tavares rolls it foul, third base side off the Birds dugout. Stay at 0-2. He only walked 3 batters, gave up 12 hits in 14 innings, so there weren't too many base runners. The problem was he gave up 3 homers in 14 frames. 0-2. Tavares takes a slider down and away, gets one back. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Caceres from the belt, fires home, and Tavares, a weak dribbler down the third baseline, charging in the third baseman Infante, and I'll have no play. Tavares legs it out down the line. Infante puts the ball in his back pocket, and the first hit of the game is an infield single for Davis Tavares. So that brings up Trendon Craig. Trendon added to the Shorebirds roster just over a week ago now. 2 for his first 18. Pitch home. Fastball nearly gets him on the back leg. Darts out of the way for ball one. He doubled yesterday when 1 for 2. A run scored. 2 walks. But was also picked off. Right-handed batter. Calm stance. Tavares leads the pitch. And Craig swings and misses. Again, it's that two-seam fastball for Caceres. Might even just be a hard changeup. Seen a lot more pitchers with less differential between their fastball and changeup these days. 1-1. This is up and in for ball two. Familiar name you might think of who had the same thing, Gene Pinto for the Shorebirds last year. His changeup was only 2 or 3 miles an hour less than his fastball, but it had such great movement and drop. It didn't matter. 2-1. Craig swings through the fastball this time, and the count's even at 2. Middle infield at double play depth. 1 out, bomb in the second. Scoreless ball game. Shorebirds looking for their 3rd win in a row. Would be the first time this year. Craig chokes up the pitch. And he pokes it out into right, coming on Young towards the line. He won't get there. It drops in. Now he bobbles the ball, but Tavares had already stopped at second. And he'll hold on there as Young fires it in. Back-to-back hits for the Shorebirds. And they're in business. Men at first and second. And 1 out for Josue Cruz. So Craig punches it the other way. The Shorebirds with 2 on and 1 out for Cruz. Josue got yesterday morning off. Hitting 127 on the season, 458 OPS. 6'4", 6'5", 231 from the left side. Holds his hand side, the pitch home. And the fastball is up and away for ball one. Cruz right now mired in a long slump over his last 18, over his past 6 games. Although last week against Salem, last time he played on Saturday, he went 0-3, takes down an in, oh, for a called strike. Looked like it was a little off the edge, but it's in there 1-1. He did walk once, scored a run. He ended up walking 3 times in that series, leading to 3 runs. Caceres a look to second, now the pitch. Cruz checks his swing, but it's off the inside edge, 2-1. Shorebirds offense still ranking last in the league as far as runs scored total. They're at 130. Still a good ways behind the Fayetteville Woodpeckers at 142. 2-1, Cruz swings and blasts one high in the air, out of play, third base side, and the count's even at 2. Tavares at second, Craig at first. No score, bomb at second. Shorebirds looking to get on the board first. Haven't scored first in the game quite some time. 2-2. And Cruz swings and hits one high in the air down the right field line towards the Fred Nats bullpen. Right fielder Jacob Young over. He runs out of room, and he went hard into the wall going after it. Thankfully, just pinballs off of it. Looks like he's okay. But, man, he went face first into the sidewall. Thankfully, he's okay, but that could have been disastrous for Jacob Young. It's a padded wall, but he went full force into it. Count still even on Cruz, the 2-2, and he swings and misses, back foot breaking ball. Can't connect. Caceres, his second strike out of the frame. And there's now two away, still two on for Mishael Desson. Desson dropped the bomb of the order yesterday, responded with a two-hit game, his first multi-hit effort in about 2 weeks. First pitch, fastball misses low for ball one, so he gets bumped up one spot today to the 8-hole. Creed Willems, the catcher on deck. Two on and two out, no score, bottom two. Desson now hitting .234 in the season, .570 OPS. 1-0. Misses outside for ball two. Desson, right-handed batter, 6'4", 210. Tavares out at second, not exactly great speed. 2-0. Fastball misses downstairs, and the count's 3-0. Maybe a chance to get Desson going even further here with the green light, 3-0. As long as it's a good swing decision, I don't hate the idea. Sarah's from the belt, fires home, and the fastball's right there at the knees, 3-1. Shorebirds haven't scored first. Got to go all the way back to the Columbia series as Salem was on the board first all last week. And the Shorebirds will get on the board here. Desson winds one down the right field line all the way into the corner. Tavares comes home to score. Craig ambles on the way to third. And Desson into second with an RBI double. A line shot down the line. And it's 1-0 Delmarva here in the second. .31 pitch, a little bit on the outside edge. Desson went with it and rifled it down the line. Tavares scores, Craig goes to third. And Desson with the RBI double, his fourth double, his seventh run driven in. And out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joel Hanrahan, and there's some early action out in the Fred Knapp's bullpen. Pedro Gonzalez getting loose for the Fred Knapps. And Caceres, who has had to labor a good bit here in the frame, has now thrown 27 pitches. My guess with the man up in the bullpen is the Nationals organization might use the same thinking the Orioles organization does, which is a hard cap on pitchers once they get to 30 pitches in an inning. Home plate umpire Charlie Welling goes out to break up the meeting. And Rahan walks back to the dugout. And Creed Willems bats with two in scoring position. The Shorebirds up 1-0. Right on left matchup, first pitch home. And Willems lines one into right field. That's a base hit. Craig comes in to score. Desson around third. The throw to the plate from Young, not in time. Desson scores standing, and Creed Willems stays hot. A two-run single, and it's 3-0 Shorebirds here in the second. Willems with hits in three straight games. Drives in two here today. And the Shorebirds with a big inning here in the second, lead it 3-0. Now Luis Valdez back to the top of the order in the first pitch home. Valdez slaps it right back up the middle. Shortstop Rivero next to the bag, able to glove the grounder, step in the bag, and retire Willems on the fielder's choice to end the inning. But the Birds plate three. Mishael Desson, an RBI double. Creed Willems, a two-run single. And we go to the third. It's 3-0 Shorebirds here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Dios de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Shorebirds lead it 3-0 as we go to the third here from Purdue Stadium. Connor Grady back to work against the Fred Nats. Grady has faced the minimum through the first two and now works with the lead. Shorebirds scoring first in the game for the first time in a week and a half. 7, 8, and 9 due up for the Nationals. Andre Arias leads it off. And the first pitch from Grady, it's a changeup that floats onto the outside corner for strike one. Arias was out of the lineup yesterday for the Nationals, back in here today. Bats from the left side. Grady from the first base side of the rubber works from a full windup, steps into it and deals home. And Arias way out in front of the changeup yanks it foul. It's 0-2. Arias hitting 174 on the season, 609 OPS. Pitch home. And fouls a fastball off the hands, backing out of play. Stayed 0-2. Arias leading off the third. 3-0 Shorebirds the pitch. And he foul tips it back to the screen. And we stayed 0-2. Connor Grady through his first two innings. 3 strikeouts, just 1 walk. Hasn't allowed a hit yet. 0-2 again. And Arias, a weak tapper, back to the mound. Grady, a little bunny hop, grabs the ball, flips it over to first, and retires Arias to open the third inning. And that's the kind of Connor Grady that you love to see. Working ahead of Arias, getting him to swing at a pitch out of the zone, induce weak contact, and make it very, very easy for the Fred Nats to go back to the dugout thinking that was a comfortable at-bat. But why am I out? First pitch to Yoandre Rivero. It's a fastball on the slider on the outside corner, rather, for strike one. It's one of the things they always talked about with guys like Greg Maddux or other guys in the big leagues who don't throw that hard. It's the pitch to Rivero, lined to third and speared by Romero at his shoe tops. And there's two away here in the inning. Rivero barreled it up, but right at Romero at third, and there's two away. But oftentimes you come away from those at-bats with guys who don't have the best pure stuff, thinking, man, I should be hitting this guy, but at the end of the day, you're still 0 for 4. It's all that matters. First pitch to Viondel Pena. Breaking ball loops in, knee high for strike one, and Grady now in a groove. 3-0 Birds, top of the third. Pena, switch hitter, bats from the left side, the 0-1. He swings and misses out in front of the changeup, and Grady on the verge of another 1-2-3 inning. Pena hitting 302 on the season, 873 OPS, 0-2 coming, and Pena waves away at a changeup that falls off the table outside edge, and Connor Grady with an easy breezy 1-2-3 third sends us on to the fourth. It's 3-0 Shorebirds here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
Right! I love this song!
I love these Dodgers.
I love our kickball league! Oh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a 3 limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now batting for your Shorebirds, the third baseman, number 27, Noelbert Romero.
Bottom of the third, Shorebirds leading the Nationals 3-0. Noelbert Romero leads it off for Delmarva against Brian Caceres. Back to work, and the first pitch to Romero is driven high in the air to left, but that's right at Andre Arias, who camps under it and makes the catch to retire Romero on the first pitch of the third. Noelbert now 0-2. 2-3-4 here in the third for the Shorebirds. They put up three on Brian Caceres in the second. And followed up with another big inning. Isaac De Leon now the batter. He grounded a short his first time up. First pitch home. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. De Leon homered in yesterday's game, his second long ball of the season. Both of them coming in day games now. 1-0. Swings and chops it down the third baseline behind the bag. Short hop pick by Infante. Fires across the diamond, and Brandon Bossier with a whale of a pick to hold on to the low throw. Retires De Leon, and there's two outs here in the third. On both ends, Infante, beautiful backhand. Bossier bails him out with a phenomenal pick. And there's quickly two outs here in the third. Brings up Isaac Bologna, who struck out his first time up. The pitch from Caceres. It's a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Bologna punched out swinging his first time up. Caceres from the belt, fires over the top, and the fastball at the knees again. It's 0-2. So Caceres bouncing back nicely from that three-run second inning on the verge of a 1-2-3 third on under 10 pitches. Fires home. This is up and away with a breaking ball, 1-2. Caceres, first base side of the rubber. Pitch just outside. And the count's 2-2. Davis Tavares on deck. We'll get that far in the inning. Bologna switch hitter, bats left. Caceres, leg kick and fires. And Bologna taps it foul to the on-deck hitter. Tavares stays alive. Caceres wasting no time. Already gets his sign. Ready's up. And the pitch, Bologna swings and misses out in front of an 87-mile-an-hour two-seamer. Down on strikes for the second time tonight, and Brian Caceres with a 1-2-3 third. We're already on to the fourth. Shorebirds lead it 3-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the fourth, Shorebirds leading the Nationals 3-0. Top of the order due up for the Fred Natskins, Connor Grady.
Grady has faced the minimum through the first three, hasn't allowed a hit, did allow a walk to Jacob Young, or a hit by pitch, I should say. Had the count full on Young, hit him with the pitch. Young leads it off here in the fourth, and the pitch home. It's a fastball at the knees, hard of the plate for strike one. Young was then caught stealing, though, for the second out of the inning. And since then, Grady hasn't allowed a base runner. Connor the full wind in the 0-1. Ripped on the ground, foul, third base side. It's 0-2. Basically, since that first inning when Grady got to three balls on Young and then hit him, Connor's been well ahead in the count each batter, 0-2. This is up high, 1-2. He struck out four total. He hasn't allowed a ball out of the infield either. A couple of ground outs, line out, and a pop-up to the catcher. 1-2 on its way. Young thinks about it, but leaves it down in the dirt, and the count's even at 2. For Grady, this outing was much needed. He has dealt with the big inning each of his past three appearances now. Mentioned against Salem last week, it was the third, 2-2. Young, a tapper foul down the third base side, stays alive. Gave up four in the third to Salem on the sixth at Columbia. Grady gave up four runs in the sixth as he worked down to the bullpen. And before that, at Augusta, was the sixth inning again. 2-2. Fastball just outside. Couldn't work its way back to the edge. And the count's full. Young putting up another good at-bat against Grady, this time leading off the fourth. Birds up 3-0. Grady into his wind, fires the 3-2, and Young fouls it back just to our right. And the count remains at 3-2. As you can imagine, with Grady working as efficiently as he is right now at just 43 pitches through 3-plus innings. 3-2 again. Fastball up and away, ball 4, and Young works the walk off of Grady, the first one that he's issued today. And he's at first to lead off the fourth for Jeremy De La Rosa. De La Rosa from the left side. First pitch is a one-hopper to third. Romero knocks it down with his chest, throws to second, and still forces out Young. No chance for the double play, though. Romero able to recover quickly, play hockey goalie, snatch up the baseball, fire it to second. Force out Young. De La Rosa safe at first. And there's one away here in the fourth as Brady House comes to the plate. Some news in Birdland as of a no more than a couple of minutes ago, Paul Fry, who had been designated for assignment by the Orioles, has been traded to Arizona. First pitch to House. He swings and lofts it in the air down the right field line. Bologna back a few steps, now meanders towards the line and makes the catch to retire House on just one pitch. De La Rosa retreats to first, and there's two away here in the fourth. Fry traded to the Diamondbacks in exchange for 19-year-old Luis Osorio, who had to this point only pitched in the Dominican Summer League for Arizona. He was 3-2 there with a 5.83 ERA. Now Brandon Bossier, Grady's first pitch, is down and in for ball one. 3-0 Shorebirds top of the fourth. So Osorio may be somebody that we see here on the shore sometime this summer. 1-0. Two-seamer nicks the outside edge, 1-1. If you haven't guessed, Grady isn't somebody that the pitch clock was exactly designed to cut down on his time. He works faster than the clock. 1-1, Bossier rips one out to left center field. DeSona, good read, though, over into the gap. The center fielder reels it in, and Connor Grady works around the leadoff wall. Tires 3 in a row after it, and we're on to the home half of the fourth. Shorebirds lead 3-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds leading the Thread Nats 3-0. Right now, the only damage on the scoreboard as far as runs and hits happened back in the second. Davis Tavares leads it off here in the fourth, and the first pitch to him, he swings and misses at a breaking ball down and away from Brian Caceres. Back out for his fourth inning of work here to start this game. All four of the Shorebirds' hits coming in the second, leading to those three runs. 1-0-1, tapped on the ground towards the hole left side. Rivero, shortstop, backhand in the hole, throws to first, but Bossier pulled off the bag. Had to reach towards the first base line, evidently couldn't keep a toe on the base. So Tavares safe, and that'll be a single for Davis Tavares, his second infield knock of the game. Tavares's little bunt dribbler back in the second kicked off the rally. Trendon Craig at the plate followed him up with a base hit to right. See if he can do it again. Right on right matchup. And a throw over to first. Tavares crawls back to the bag safely. Craig was able to punch one into right field for a base hit his first time up. Pitch home. And he swings and wraps it foul off the Birds' dugout third base side. Sends everybody scrambling. Strike one. Oh-1. Craig swings and fouls it back and out of play. Quickly 0-2. Caceres, despite that three-run second inning, is throwing the ball pretty well here today. Right now with just 49 pitches through three-plus frames. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by the catcher Barrios. 1-2. Craig getting his first taste of baseball outside the complex. Started this year down in extended spring training. Played all of last year in the FCL after being drafted out of junior college. 1-2. Craig able to roll it foul towards the Birds dugout. Stay alive at 1-2. Caceres from the belt. Wheels and deals, the 1-2. And fastball down and away. Counts level at 2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. No wind right now. Everything super calm. Clouds dot the skies, but sun setting, lights turning on, not really a factor. 2-2. Down in the dirt, nice backhand pick by Barrios this time. And Craig has worked it all the way from 0-2 to 3-2. Really the first time today. I think Caceres has had a long at-bat, really forcing him to grind. Tavares at first, nobody out in the fourth. 3-2 pitch. And Craig swings, foul tips it, held onto by Barrios. Fourth strikeout of the game for Caceres. And there's one away here in the fourth. So that brings up Josue Cruz. Cruz struck out swinging his first time up. Tavares at first, the pitch home. Cruz swings and blasts one high in the air to right, chasing the right fielder Young into the gap. Camps under it. It falls from the sky into his glove for the second out of the inning. Every time Josue sends one up into the air, you hold your breath a little, wondering about where it might land, but he just got under that one. And that's the second out here in the fourth. Tavares still at first, and that brings up Michael Deson. Shorebirds lead it 3-0 in the fourth. Deson started the scoring back in the second as he swings the first pitch, taps it foul third base side for strike one. RBI double down the right field line, blading Tavares all the way from second. He then came in to score on Creed Willems' two-run single. 0-1. Taysone takes a fastball on the inside corner for strike one, or for strike two. So quickly 0-2 on Taysone. Tavares leads away from first. Here it comes. And Taysone waves away at a breaking ball down and away, blocked by Barrios. Taysone back to the dugout. Strike three, won't even try for first. Caceres with his fifth punch out of the game as he twirls a scoreless fourth. We're on to the fifth. Shorebirds lead it 3-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Del Marva Shorebirds are back in action, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, scoreless game here, or rather, Shorebirds leading 3-0 as the Dreadnoughts themselves are only scoreless here today, also without a hit. Connor Grady, 4 no-hit innings to start this one out. As 5, 6, and 7 do up for the Dreadnoughts, Sammy Infante leads it off. Grady protecting a 3-0 cushion. First pitch home, breaking ball down and away for ball one, as Grady has breezed through the first four innings. Right now at just 50 pitches. Into his wind, the 1-0 to Infante. Fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Infante grounded to short his first time up. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Birds. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Dreadnoughts. 1-1, Infante a swing, and dribbles it to the backstop. 1-2. Grady, this is now easily his best outing of the year. First time that he's worked into the fifth inning. 1-2. Breaking ball backs up on him. Misses inside. 2-2. Grady saw the Dreadnoughts in his first start of the season on the 9th. When 3 innings, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. The pitch. Infante pounds it off himself in the box. And the count stays at 2-2. Grady did strike out 6 in that start, which was then surpassed by the 7 he struck out at Augusta. First base side of the rubber, he works. Steps into his windup, the 2-2, and Infante takes in as the two-seamer gets away from Grady and the count's full. Both pitchers here tonight working quickly, working efficiently. 3-0 Delmarva, top 5. Infante leading off the frame. 3-2. And Infante barrels one up out to deep left. Craig going back onto the warning track has just enough room in front of the wall as he puts it away for the first down here in the fifth. Really one of the first times today that Dreadnoughts have put a charge into one of Connor Grady's pitches. Brings up Alan Barrios, popped up to the catcher his first time up. 22nd round pick back in 2019 by the Nationals. Second go-around here with the Dreadnoughts. First pitch. Breaking ball down and away for ball one. Barrios played 18 games last year with Fredericksburg. Hit 186, 504 OPS, 1-0. Back to the curveball at the knees outside corner this time, 1-1. He was drafted out of Western Oklahoma State College. You might remember that school. Talked about it a lot last year. 1-1, hard ground ball through the hole left side, and the no-hit bid done for Connor Grady. Craig loses the ball in left. Barrios tries to turn on the engine again from first, but returns the bag after he had stopped. Sears aboard the first hit of the game for the Fred Nats. Grady immediately pounding his palm against his quad, knowing that that was a mistake pitch. Left it over the heart of the plate, and the Fred Nats with their first hit of the game. Brings up Andre Arias. Bounced back to the mound his first time up. Grady's first delivery is down and in for ball one. But anyways, Western Oklahoma State College, also the school of Junior Martina, currently on the Fred Nats bench, as well as a host of other Fred Nats who played last year. 1-0, two-seamer chisels the outside corner, 1-1. 3-0 Shorebirds top of the fifth. Fred Nats just got their first hit of the game. Grady from the belt, middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. And Arias foul tips it, held on to by Willems. 1-2. Arias came into the game hitting 174, 609 OPS. 1-2. And Arias drills one out into center, DeSone towards the right center gap, picks it off for the second out of the inning. That baseball was stung, but it held up just long enough for DeSone to reel it in. Barrios back to first, and there's two away. That's a lot of hard contact here in the fifth against Connor Grady. Thankfully, though, for Grady, it's resulted in two outs. Brings up Yoander Rivero, lined out to third his first time up. Right-handed batter. Grady from the belt, deals home, and he splits the middle with a curveball for strike one. Rivero hitting 206, 616 OPS. 0-1. Back to the curveball, this time a little low. 1-1. Rivero last year hit 270 down the FCL, just 19. Three homers, 22 driven in. Square stance. 1-1. And Rivero, broken bat bleeder, back up the middle behind the second base bag. It's bobbled by De Leon. And by the time he recovers, there's no play anywhere. And that'll be a base hit for Yoander Rivero. Very weird ball. A flare out behind the mound, bounced over the bag. Valdez, the second baseman, couldn't grab it on his attempt. Then it bled on to De Leon. That puts two on with two out for Viandel Pena. First time the Fred Nats have had two aboard here tonight. 3-0 Shorebirds, top of the fifth. Pena from the left side, switch hitter. First delivery, it's down and away for ball one. Pena struck out swinging his first time up. Grady made him look pretty bad. A couple of good changeups. 1-0. Fastball would have been on the outside corner, but Grady balked first. He never came to a complete stop on the mound. Connor loves to work quick, and I think getting into this jam has sped him up a little bit more. And it surfaces there with the ball. So two in scoring position now. It's still a 1-0 count, the pitch. And Pena swats it on the ground to first under the glove of Cruz and on into right. One run scores, racing around third. Here comes the second runner. He'll score. Now off to second goes Pena, and Willems throws him out by a mile. But two runs score on Viandel Pena's hard grounder into right, and it's now a 3-2 game. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway home. And it's Delmarva 3 and Fredericksburg now 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Good number four.
Once
take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Halfway home, bottom of the fifth, Shorebirds with a 3-2 lead here over the Fredericksburg Nationals. First pitch to Creed Willems from Ryan Caceres, misses outside for ball one. Creed, left-handed batter, two-run single back in the second. Right now, the difference in this game, 1-0. Willems swings and drills one out to deep left center. De La Rosa, the center fielder on the run, reaches out. He can't reel it in. Willems around first. He's thinking two. He's making the turn around second. He's heading for third. Here's the throw, not in time. Creed Willems in with a feet-first slide, his second triple in a week, and he starts off the fifth with a bang. Creed Willems is en fuego. Two-run single his first time up, hits in three straight games, and at this point now, he's just about five for his last nine. Infield comes in for the Fred Nats here for the top of the order. First pitch to Luis Valdez. Fastball outside edge, 0-1. Willems hit his first career homer back on Saturday night, or Sunday, and also tripled as the 0-1 misses high for ball two. Or for ball one, beg your pardon, 1-1. And I think that might have just opened the floodgates for him. He's looking comfortable as can be. 1-1, and that drills Valdez right in the calf. So Valdez will trot on down to first after getting hit by the pitch on the leg. And the Birds men at the corners and nobody out here to kick off the fifth. Nice response after Fredericksburg plated two in the top of the inning. And just for scorekeeping's sake here, it was an error issued on Cruz that allowed those two runs to score at the top of the frame. Brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero 0-for-2, the pitch home. And that's inside and hits Romero. Or did that get off the butt of his bat? Nope. That got off the butt of his bat. Looked like maybe it gotten him on the elbow guard. But it comes off right off the knob. That's strike one. Man in the corners, nobody out. It's 3-2 here in the last of the fifth. Shorebirds lead. Caceres from the belt. Fires over to first and Valdez back in with a dive. Luis stole his 15th base of the season last night. Currently leads the ball club. One, Valdez runs, Romero takes a called strike, pump fake on the throw to second, Barrios puts it in his back pocket, and Valdez takes second free of charge. 16th stolen base of the season. And the infield has to come in again for the Fred Nats. They had been at double play depth. So second and third, nobody out. It's 0-2 on Romero, and a balk has been called. Caceres has no idea why. He hadn't come set yet even. He must have flinched. Willems allowed to score. Valdez granted third, and it's 4-2 Shorebirds. So still 0-2 on Romero. Here's the pitch. And he swings and misses at the slider up and away. Caceres dispatches him on three pitches. And there's one out here in the fifth. That's something that even with the Shorebirds playing better baseball here over the past couple of days, still lacking a little is that situational hitting. Man at third, less than 2 outs, get a ball in play, get him in. See if De Leon can do it here, but he's turned out of the box on a first pitch fastball. Up and in for ball one. De Leon is grounded to short twice, he's 0-for-2. Valdez at third, elite speed. 1-0. Fastball sinks down and in for ball two. Shorebirds doubling up the Fred Nats, 4-2, bottom of the fifth. Valdez at third, infield in for the Fred Nats. 2-0 on De Leon. From the belt, the pitch home. And De Leon fouls it back, got a pitch to hit. Couldn't square it up. 2-1. Two one. De Leon, a hard grounder, bang up the middle, fielded by Rivero next to the bag. He has one play, that's DeFerris. He throws out De Leon. Valdez comes in to score, though, and it's 5-2. Delmarva, the three-run lead restored. So right after the Fred Nats play two in the top of the fifth, the Shorebirds respond with two in the home half of the fifth. That was a nice play by Rivero, by the way. Ranging up the middle, that could have easily been a base hit. First pitch to Isaac Bologna on the outside corner for strike one. But De Leon ground out and the RBI. Isaac down with 11 ribeyes on the season. 0-1. On the inside corner, it's 0-2 on Bologna. It's felt like every time Isaac's come up to the plate today, he's already in an 0-2 hole. Struck out twice here tonight. Bats from the left side, the pitch. Breaking ball spiked in. Nice block by Barrios. 1-2. And no action out in the Shorebirds bullpen. As Connor Grady, who has barely broken a sweat here today, will be allowed to come back out for the sixth. 1-2. Bologna takes down and in, 2-2. And right now, the Fred Nats bullpen just about to get loose. A couple of guys starting to run a little bit. 2-2 pitch. Bologna takes up and away, and the count's full. Caceres hasn't walked anybody yet in this game. Struck out six, given up six hits. Right now, five runs as well. Leans in for the sign, works on the stretch with nobody on. Payoff pitch, and Bologna swings and misses. Can't connect on the fastball. Down on strikes for the third time tonight, and the inning is over. The Shorebirds plate two. Greed Willems leads it off with a triple, a balk, an RBI ground out. We go to the sixth. Delmarva up 5-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people and the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds now with a 5-2 lead, up by three again over the Fred Nats. Connor Grady back to work, and his first pitch to Jacob Young to begin the top of the sixth. This is down and away for ball one. Top of the order for the Fred Nats against Grady. Out for the sixth for the first time this year as his 1-0 misses up and in for ball two. He's at just 70 pitches, so he's got a good amount of wiggle room here. This is his first time in his pro career where he's been allowed to go more than five. 2-0 down the middle. Off-speed pitch, 2-1. And Grady will really have to try to grind and gut this one out because that fifth inning where he gave up the two runs, although both unearned. 2-1 misses inside, and that ends up hitting Young on a breaking ball that backed up inside. Second time tonight that Young's been hit by a Grady offering. It's reached base all three times at the plate. Two hit by pitches and one walk. But that fifth was easily the worst of Grady's so far very good innings. Gave up a lot of hard contact. Brings up Jeremy De La Rosa, left-handed batter. Grady from the belt, fires home. And the fastball top of the zone outside corner for strike one. And Grady has talked about over his past couple of outings how he has been unable to avoid those big innings. He said sometimes with how quick he works, it can all cascade into each other so quickly. 0-1. De La Rosa, hard grounder right at the second baseman. Valdez flips to second for one. Relay to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play just when Connor Grady needed it the most. And there's two away here in the sixth. That's the first double play that the Shorebirds have turned on this homestand. The last one they turned was on the road at Columbia. First pitch to Brady House. Now he swings and fouls it out of play for strike one. Their last double play was May the 7th. Gone 11 days without a twin killing. Grady rolls it there. 0-1. House swings and rolls it to the backstop. It's 0-2. House 0 for 2 tonight. A strikeout and a fly out to right. 5-2 Shorebirds top of the sixth. Grady trying to complete six strong. Works on the first base side of the rubber. House from the right side. The first round pick of the Nationals last year. 0-2 on its way. And House takes high 1-2. Grady angles himself towards the third baseline, takes a deep breath. Hands held together at the belt, the windup and the 1-2. And House a soft liner towards short over the stab of De Leon and on into left field, a base in. That is a good piece of hitting by Brady House. Two strikes, just serves it into left. And he's aboard here with 2 outs in the sixth. Grady made a good pitch. House a better counter to it. Just the third hit of the game that Grady has allowed. That brings up Brandon Bossier. Bossier 0 for 2. He struck out and flied out to center. Though he hit that ball back in the fourth pretty hard. First pitch. Grady misses up and away for ball one. Looks like Daniel Lloyd getting loose out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Grady, belt high set, the pitch. And Bossier fouls it back out in front of the breaking ball. 1-1. Infield plays Bossier to pull ever so slightly. Second baseman Valdez towards the hole. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down around the shoe tops. Bossier tried to golf it. Came up empty. It's 1-2. 2 outs, top of the sixth. It's 5-2 Delmarva. Connor Grady trying to complete six good innings. Get the quality start. The 1-2. And Bossier swings and misses. Chased down in the dirt. Willems holds onto it, and Bossier down on strikes, and Connor Grady, with his fifth strikeout of the night, caps six innings of two-run baseball. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds lead it 5-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds still with a 5-2 lead. Connor Grady with a quality start here tonight. Looks like he'll be done after six. Gives up just two runs, both unearned on three hits. On the other end, Brian Caceres for the Fred Nats out of the game, relieved by Andrew Alvarez on this tech net call of the bullpen, and his first pitch out of the pen. This is down and in to Davis Tavares to kick off the sixth. 5-2, the Shorebirds lead. Alvarez from the full wine third base side is 1-0, and is down and in for ball two. Caceres goes five innings, gives up five runs on six hits, no walks, seven strikeouts. 2-0. Tavares watches it scrape the bottom of the zone. Two balls and a strike. Alvarez making his sixth appearance of the season. He has started three games. 1-1. Fastball is low again, 3-1. He is 0-3 with a 4.82 ERA. 18 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 29, walked 8. 16 hits, 11 runs, 10 earned. 2-1. And Tavares, a chopper towards the hole left side, cut off by the third baseman Infante, flings it across the diamond and misses his mark. Goes right by the first baseman Bossier and into the seats, and Tavares will be given second base. It'll be a straight error all the way on Infante, allowing Tavares to reach and then get second. So Tavares out at second to begin the sixth on the error. First error of the game committed by the Fred Nats. It was a balk in the fifth that also allowed a run to score. Some mental miscues. First pitch to Trendon Craig. Cut on and missed for strike one. Trendon one for two. He singled in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Tavares at second, nobody out. It's 5-2 Delmarva, bottom six. The pitch. Craig breaks his bat on a grounder down the first base side foul as the other half of his bat goes flying out beyond the third baseman, Sammy Infante, who ran for cover. So that was a dangerous projectile. That thing turned into a spear helicoptering through the air. Craig will get a new piece of wood up there. Down the count now, 0-2. Alvarez, a 12th rounder out of San Luis Obispo, one of the Cal State programs. 0-2. Craig takes in the dirt. Nice block by Barrios. Keeps Tavares at bay. 1-2. Last year, Alvarez, after being drafted, ended up pitching in nine innings with the Fred Nats. Struck out 12, allowed just one run. Letter high set, the 1-2, and Craig off the hands, floats it down the right field line. It's dropping fast, and it drops foul. Would have driven in a run. Instead, it just keeps the at-bat going for Craig. One ball, two strikes. Tavares at second, nobody out in the sixth. The pitch, and Craig swings and misses. Can't connect on the fastball. First strikeout of the game for Alvarez. Tavares still out at second, and that brings up Josue Cruz.
Now batting the first baseman, number 37, Josue Cruz.
Cruz 0 for 2. He struck out swinging and flied out to right in the fourth. Left-on-left matchup. Infield plays him to pull the pitch. Fastball at the knees outside half for strike one. Josue trying to snap out of this funk. 0 for 20 over the past seven games. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down. Trying to lay off. It's 0-2. Michael DeSohn on deck. And then Creed Willems, who is been the straw that stirs the drink here tonight. Two of the Shorebirds, six hits. Tavares tries to take off from second, throw back to second, and Tavares barely dives back in. Tavares tried to time up Alvarez, started running towards third. Alvarez looked him back, then threw to second, and Davis barely back in. Still an 0-2 count on Cruz, one out. Shortstop Rivero shadows Tavares the pitch, and Cruz chops it foul into the backstop. Stay at 0-2. Shorebirds trying to make it three straight wins for the first time all season. Trying to do it against the Northern Division leading Fred Nats. 0-2. Cruz lays off, breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. It truly did feel like that series against Salem. Although the losses continued to pile up, the Birds dropped 5 out of 6. It felt like better baseball. Cruz goes into a deep squat here with 2 strikes. The pitch home, he swings and misses. Fastball boring down and in. And Alvarez, after the error began the inning, has punched out back-to-back batters. And leaves it up to Mishael Dizon with 2 outs in the 6th. Dizon 1-for-2. He started the scoring for the Birds in the 2nd. An RBI double down the right field line. The pitch. Fastball sinks down and away for ball 1. Tavares still out at 2nd. 2 outs, bottom 6th. It's 5-2 Shorebirds now. 1-0. Fastball misses low again for ball 2. Daniel Lloyd continuing to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen. He'll come on for the 7th. Alvarez high set, fires home, and goes to a 2-0 spinner. Outside corner, 2-1. Good confidence there from Alvarez, also knowing the situation. Dizon, who's been hot here in the series with 3 hits, he has a left-handed batter on deck too. 2-1. Dizon swings and misses as Alvarez puts the breaking ball down and out of the zone. Dizon obliges with a chase. It's 2-2. Man at 2nd, 2 outs. 2-2 on Dizon. The kick and the pitch. Breaking ball down low. This time Dizon wiser. Able to lay off and the count's full. On deck, Creed Willems, and despite that being a left-on-left matchup, Willems 2-for-2 here tonight. Payoff pitch. Dizon chops it foul at the plate. So that sounded like it came off the home plate umpire. It did. And field umpire Jalen Goodman will come in to check on his crewmate. Looks like he's okay. So the count's still full on Dizon. Tavares leads away from 2nd. Shorebirds with a 5-2 lead. Alvarez readies up, wheels and deals, and Dizon takes down and in ball 4. It's the first walk of the game issued by Fred Knapp's pitching. And it puts 2 on with 2 out for Creed Willems. Willems 2-for-2 here tonight, was 1-for-3. Last night and then back on Sunday was 2-for-4 with a homer and a triple. As he is scorching hot at the moment after starting a Shorebirds career abysmally. Left-on-left matchup, first pitch, swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball outside, tried to keep the good times rolling. And Alvarez gets him to swing and miss for strike 1. 2 on, 2 out. 5-2 Delmarva, bottom of the 6th. Pitch to Willems. Takes down on the dirt, kicks off the catcher. Barrios all the way to the backstop. Tavares to 3rd will hold on there. A little bit too wide a turn for third base coach Felipe Rojas Jr.'s liking. As he was pointing at the bag the whole time, Davis, a very aggressive base runner, as his eyes tend to be a bit bigger than what his speed will actually allow. It was all in good fun. 1-1 on Willems. 2 in scoring position now, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away, 2-1. So a base hit could break this game wide open. Shorebirds already lead it by 3. Willems drove in 2 with a base hit in the 2nd. The 2-1. Willems serves it the other way into the seats. Foul. 2-2. Creed just looks leaps and bounds more comfortable here this week, even going back to Sunday, than he did the prior 2 weeks. Chokes up on the bat here. Crowns the plate, the pitch, breaking ball, called strike 3. Freezes Willems, drops in at the knees, and Alvarez, with 3 strikeouts from the frame, strands 2 aboard. And we're on to the 7th. Shorebirds on top, 5-2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away at 4:30. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the seventh, Shorebirds with a 5-2 lead over the Fred Nat. Sam Jelinek with you, and Daniel Lloyd now out on the mound on this tech net called the bullpen. Lloyd replaces Connor Grady, who goes six stellar innings tonight, allows just two unearned runs on three hits, one walk, five strikeouts. His first quality start of the year in line for the win as well, as he hands the ball to Lloyd for the seventh. 5-6 and 7 due up for the Fred Nat. Sammy Infante leads it off. Lloyd has been arguably the best relief pitcher the Shorebirds have had this season. First pitch fastball to Infante is in there on the outside corner for strike one. Lloyd making his 10th appearance, no record, but one save and one opportunity. 18 innings, 20 strikeouts, 6 walks, 0-1. Fastball at the knees, called strike two. Infante 0-2 tonight. He's grounded to third and flied out to deep left. Lloyd has hitters batting just 200 against him on the season. From the stretch with nobody on, the 0-2. Fouled back and out of play. Fonte stays alive. Lloyd didn't pitch in the series. Rather, he did pitch in the series against Salem, mixing up my weeks. 0-2 from Lloyd. Soft tapper towards third. Romero charging in, gloves, and has it squirt out of his glove as he kicks it towards the mound. And Infante safely aboard at first on the base hit. Romero would have had a do-or-die situation there. And Infante with good foot speed down the line, able to reach to kick off the seventh. But anyways, Lloyd's last outing against Salem. Came back on the 13th, went three innings, gave up two runs, three hits, no walks, five strikeouts. This is past two outings. He's given up four earned runs combined over six frames, which is more than he'd given up in his prior six outings combined. Big lead for Infante from first. The pitch home. Fastball in the outside corner to Alan Barrios for strike one. Barrios had the first hit of the game for the Fred Nats back in the fifth. Singled and came around to score. 5-2 Shorebirds, top of the seventh. Lloyd set just below the letters, the pitch. And the fastball again. Heart of the plate, knee high, 0-2. Lloyd, a four-pitch mix. Fastball, cutter, splitter, and slurve. 0-2 on Barrios. Right-handed batter. Drops the bat behind his back, hands held high, the pitch. He swings and pops it up. Back behind home, that'll get out of play. And it's 0-2. Shorebirds trying to make it three straight wins for the first time this season. Infante, a humongous lead at first. Let's see if Lloyd checks in on him. He does not. Throws home. Fastball high. Willem snap through to first. And Infante back in with a head-first slide. Infante has stolen five bases this year without being caught. And I'm surprised he hasn't run on Lloyd given how much space he's been given to operate.
1-2, he's running here. Breaking ball misses inside. Willems throw to second from his knees. Did he get him again? He did! Creed Willems, his second caught stealing of the evening from his knees. Throws out Sammy Infante, and there's one out here in the seventh. Still two strikes on Berríos. Lloyd's pitch. And Berríos drives one in the air to straightaway center. Deson going back, still going back. Steadies up in front of the warning track and puts it away. And there's two away here in the seventh. So that brings up Andre Arias, the left fielder for Fredericksburg. And maybe that's why, even with Infante's big lead, he was hesitant to run. Very costly to get thrown out at this stage, with your team down by three and outs becoming far more limited. First pitch to Arias is a high fly ball down the right field line. I'll get out of play. Strike one. Arias, big left-handed batter, hands held high, open stance, the 0-1. On the outside corner, looked like the cutter. Lloyd backs it up to the edge, 0-2. Lloyd trying to face the minimum here in his first inning out of the pen. 0-2 on its way. Sliced foul back into the sweet level. Stay at 0-2. Arias has tapped back to the mound and flied out to center. O2 again. Fouled back and out of play once more by Arias over the screen and into the seats. So still 0-2. Only trying to find the final pitch here in the seventh. 5-2 Shorebirds. 2 outs, nobody on. 0-2 on its way. And Arias skies one in the air to deep left field. Craig going back in front of the warning track. Now recedes onto it and puts it away for the final out here in the seventh. Lloyd works around the leadoff single with a caught stealing and faces the minimum. And we go to the bottom of the seventh, time to stretch. Shorebirds lead it 5-2. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Perdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Hope you had a good stretch. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Shorebirds leading 5-2 in the first pitch of the frame, already home, and it's tapped foul by Luis Valdez up the third base side for strike one. Top of the order for the Shorebirds against Andrew Alvarez, who worked around an error and a walk to strand two aboard in the sixth. 0-1. Valdez takes up and in for ball one. Valdez, switch hitter, batting from the right side. 0-2 today, has been hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored a run. The 1-1. He swings and pops it foul, backing out of play. Quickly at 1-2. If the past couple of outings are any indication for Daniel Lloyd, by the way, on the other end for the Shorebirds, he'll be trying to close out this game going the final three.
Alvarez lefty on the mound. It's time called to play. He'll step off the rubber. Works from the third base side of the hill. Leans in for his sign. Now the 1-2. Fouled as a hot smash grounder foul down the first base side. We stay at a ball and two strikes. Alvarez raises his glove into his windup, the 1-2, and Valdez swings and misses. Corkscrewed himself into the ground. Pitch down and in. And Alvarez with four strikeouts out of the bullpen. Shorebirds have got the clutch hits when they needed them here so far tonight. In the second with two outs, bleeding three runs, DeSone an RBI double, Willems a two-run single. And then in the fifth, Willems with a leadoff triple, hit batter, stolen base later as Noelbert Romero swings the first pitch and skies it to shallow center. Everybody converges, and the second baseman, Viondel Pena, makes the call on the catch in shallow center as him and the shortstop Rivero and De La Rosa in center all come together, and Pena takes control, and there's two away here in the seventh. Romero now 0 for 4. Here's Isaac De Leon. He's 0 for 3. Three ground outs to short. His last one brought home the most recent Shorebirds run. Right-handed batter, first pitch home. Fastball down the middle for strike one. 5-2 Shorebirds, last the seventh. Alvarez the windup, here it comes. And it's another fastball right down the middle. It's 0-2. De Leon kind of painted into a corner there with how quickly the first two outs were recorded. 0-2. Fastball high, 1-2, having to take a few pitches on Alvarez. But at that point, kind of think that the goblet has been thrown down. He might as well just take a hack at the first pitch if it's there. 1-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Barrios. And he throws to first to complete the strikeout and end the inning. Alvarez with a 1-2-3 seventh. We're on to the eighth. Shorebirds lead it 5-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the eighth, Shorebirds with a 5-2 lead over the Threadnets. Sam Jelinek with you. Daniel Lloyd out on the mound again for the Shorebirds. Face the minimum in the seventh, his first out of the pen thanks to a caught stealing. Gets Yoandre Rivero to lead it off here in the eighth, and his first pitch slurve is down the middle. First strike one, Rivero singled and scored back in the fifth. He's 1-for-2. Right-handed batter, Lloyd set just at the chest, the 0-1. Breaking ball cut on and missed, it's 0-2. Lloyd looking fresh as ever. Felt like basically everybody on the Shorebirds team, staff included, got a haircut here in the past 48 hours. Lloyd, no exception to that, is the 0-2 fastball called strike three. Letter high, Lloyd. This is it in there. Gets his first strikeout out of the pen, and there's one away here to begin the eighth. And Lloyd also sporting a new look. He is going with a mustache. He's got the caterpillar growing up on his lip as he decided every time that he gives up a run here this season in an outing. Viondel Pena, now the batter, switch hitter, bats left. Takes down and away for ball one.
Lloyd will go ahead and change up his facial here. He started the year with a full beard. After that, gave up a run, so he switched to a goatee. And the goatee lasted a while as Lloyd had a 8-inning scoreless streak. 1-0, Pena swings and misses 1-1. And he gave up runs his last outing, so he went ahead and swapped it out for a mustache. But he has been followed by Thomas Girard, who also now has a mustache, and Carson Carter, who it kind of looks like he may have taken a pencil and scribbled on his upper lip. 1-1, Pena drills one deep out to right center field. Long run for Bologna. Right fielder won't get there. It splits the gap, and the center fielder, Deson, gets there first, fires it on in. But Pena already around second, and he's into third with a feet-first slide without a play as he triples through the right center gap off of Daniel Lloyd. And the Fred Nats with a man at third and one out here in the eighth. That ball was tattooed by Viandel Pena. That's his second triple of the season. And this mustache might not be very long for Daniel Lloyd's face. See what he can do here with a man at third and one out. Top of the order, Jacob Young, the batter. No official at bat tonight. He's been hit by a pitch twice and walked. 5-2 Birds, top of the eighth, so they do have some wiggle room. Infield plays back. First pitch, Young swings and misses. Foul tipped it in and out of Willems' mitt for strike one. In the land of very good facial hair and hair overall, there was some movement within the Orioles system yesterday pertaining to that, and one Nick Vespi. You might remember him from 2019 with the Shorebirds and his luscious locks. 0-1. Young, a soft tapper towards short. This will get the run in. De Leon charges. Fields and throws in one motion. And the throw pulls Cruz, the first baseman, off the bag. It'll be an E6 on De Leon for the poor throw. Pena scores. Young aboard at first. And the tying run comes to the plate. It's a 5-3 game in the eighth.
Now batting the center fielder, number 21, Jeremy
De Leon knew he had to move quickly with how fast Young is. But rushed it a little bit too much. Second error of the game for the Shorebirds. Jeremy De La Rosa, the batter, the first pitch home. He swings and misses for strike one. But anyways, Vespi was called up to the majors for the first time, added to the 40-man roster, as he had pitched exceedingly well with Norfolk here to begin this season. 0-1. De La Rosa takes down and away 1-1. So Vespi will get his first shot up in the bigs after being drafted way back in 2015. He spent two seasons with the Shorebirds. Lloyd's 1-1. Just off the outside edge for ball two. De La Rosa 0-3. He is struck out. Bounced into a fielder's choice and hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Open stance from the left side. Lloyd fires. And De La Rosa hits it right on the ground to second. Valdez flips to second for one. De Leon, a late throw to first. Should have just hung on to that as De La Rosa beat it easily. And there's two away. De Leon actually took a step across the bag and then threw to first. Which, given where De La Rosa was, he was already through the bag. Not exactly a wise decision. But a 4-6 fielder's choice. So still a man at first, and Brady House comes to the plate representing the tying run in the eighth. 5-3 Shorebirds, top eight. First pitch to House is down the dirt for ball one. House 1-for-3 here today. Served a single into left off Connor Grady. 1-0. Cutter misses off the outside edge, 2-0. House homered in yesterday's game, his third of the season. He's now driven in 26 as well. 2-0. Cutter down low, and Lloyd showing some respect to House here. Potentially walking the tying run, putting him on base, bringing the go-ahead run to the plate in the form of Brandon Bossier. 5-3, Shorebirds on top, top of the eighth. The 3-0. And House swings and hits a slow tapper toward short. De Leon charges in, throws on the run, and this time the throw is on the money, nearly identical to the play that De Leon tried to pull off on Young. And this time, De Le, one for the good,
retires the side here in the eighth. The Fred Nats do get a run back after the triple for Vian Del Pena. We go to the last of the eighth. Shorebirds on top, 5-3 here in the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds with a 5-3 lead now over the Fred Nats. Fredericksburg, triple from Vian Del Pena. The top of the inning, he comes in to score on an error. Isaac Pelloni leads it off in the eighth as the first pitch from Andrew Alvarez is on the outside corner at the knees for strike one. Alvarez has been money since coming on out of the bullpen for the sixth. 0-1, Pelloni a broken back grounder back to the mound. Speared by Alvarez, he'll walk it over to first, flip it to Bossier to retire Pelloni, who falls to 0-4. So from Pelloni, we go to Davis Tavares, who is 2-for-3. Two singles, scored a run as well. Shorebirds with three in the second, took the lead. Fred Nats cut it to a one-run game. In the top of the fifth, first pitch to Tavares, swing and a foul straight off the catcher, Berrios. Nearly got knocked off his feet. Home plate umpire walks the ball out to the mound, strike one. The Shorebirds responded immediately with two in the bottom of the fifth, made it a 5-2 lead. Fred Nats trying to claw back late. One in the eighth. See if the Shorebirds can respond again. Already one away. Nobody up out in the Birds' bullpen, so the ninth will be Daniel Lloyd's. He'll try to get the nine-out save. 0-1 to Tavares is on the inside corner for strike one, and Davis a longing look towards the Birds' dugout, wondering how that pitch got in the zone. 0-2. Down and away, and the count's 1-2. Tavares open, stamps from the right side. Alvarez the rock and the pitch. Slider called strike three. Back doors perfectly on Tavares. Outside edge. And there's two away here in the eighth. Six strikeouts for Alvarez through 2 2/3. Brings up Trenton Craig. Craig 1-for-3. He singled and scored in the second. First pitch home. Tries to hold off on a swing, but went through with it. Fastball up and out of the zone for strike one. Alvarez wasting no time. Third base side of the rubber. Rocks and deals. And this time just off the inside corner. 1-1. Craig takes down the dirt. Two balls and strike. Two outs. Bottom of the eighth. 5-3 Shorebirds the pitch. Craig tries to check his swing again. Appeal to first and no swing, says Jalen Goodman. Shorebirds have been playing in a ton of close games of late. 5-3 yesterday. A couple one-run games over the weekend. 3-1 bounce on the ground towards the whole left side. Picked off by the third baseman Infante. Throws across the diamond to retire Craig. And that does it for the Birds here in the eighth. They go down 1-2-3. And we go to the ninth. Daniel Lloyd will try to get the final three outs to secure the game and the win. So we go to the ninth. It's Delmarva 5, Fredericksburg 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the ninth, Shorebirds with a 5-3 lead over the Fred Nats. Delmarva trying to get their first three-game winning streak of the season. They're 3 outs away from it. Brandon Bossier, Sammy Infante, and Alan Barrios due to hit for the Fred Nats in the ninth off of Daniel Lloyd. Out for his third inning in bullpen. Right on left matchup to begin the frame. And Bossier takes a called strike on the outside corner to open the ninth. Bossier 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts, with a flyout to center sandwiched in between. Lloyd from the stretch with nobody on. Fires home. And the splitter's on the outside corner, 0-2. Lloyd allowed a run in the eighth that goes down as earned, despite the error on which that run scored. 0-2. Bossier slices it right off the top of the netting. Over top the Birds dugout, third base side. Stay at 0-2. Lloyd's only other save came on Saturday night, a couple weeks ago at Columbia. Worked the final three of that game. 0-2. And Bossier laid on another. Smacks it out of play, third base side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Fred Nats. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for the Shorebirds. 0-2 again, and splitter misses outside, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and Bossier swings and misses. Lloyd finally sets him down. Bossier battled, but Lloyd finally finds the answer, and there's one away here in the ninth. Second strikeout out of the pen for Lloyd. Brings up Sammy Infante, singled to lead off the seventh, but then was caught stealing. So now Lloyd goes through the order for the second time. Infante was the first to face him. First pitch. Fastball inside corner, pops the mitt at 92 for strike one. Fred Nats on the verge of dropping their third in a row. Shorebirds trying to make it 3 wins in a row. 0-1. Slider down and away. And the count's even at 1. Willems calls for the fastball away. Lloyd ready. Here it comes. And the fastball is there, and Infante goes with it and strokes it deep out to right center. Bologna on the run can't make the play. It drops in front of him as Infante goes into second. With one away here in the ninth. It'll be a double for Infante. Bologna had a long way to run. And he actually kind of overran it a touch. And when he tried to reach back to make the grab, ended up whiffing on it. It's a two-base hit. Infante's got a two-hit game.
And Alan Barrios comes to the plate representing the tying run. Shorebirds worked some late magic on the Fred Nats yesterday morning, scoring in each of the final four innings. First pitch to Barrios. Pass ball is outside for ball one. And then on Sunday, Shorebirds walked it off with three in the 11th. Hopefully Shorebirds' magic hasn't dried up here in the ninth. Preston Price starting to throw out in the Birds' bullpen. 1-0. Fastball tapped foul at the plate, 1-1. Lloyd right now at 42 pitches. He's gone three innings in each of his past two outings. Needs two more outs to complete it tonight. 5-3 Shorebirds, top nine. Man at second, one out. 1-1 to Barrios. Breaking ball splits the middle at the knees, 1-2. Barrios singled and scored back in the fifth. When he faced Lloyd back in the seventh, he flied out to center. One, two. Slider stroked deep down the left field line, and I hope he made that catch. Otherwise, that might have drilled him. And I think, unfortunately, in my eyes. And Barrios with hands on his head as that baseball struck a fan down the left field line. Usher races over. They'll send a medical team as well. And we'll see whether or not we start playing anytime soon. Everybody on the field just standing, staring, and watching, hands on head. That was a line shot off the bat of Barrios, straight into the berm down the left field side. And the Shorebirds trainer, Julio Ibarra, is now going up into the berm as well to see what help he can lend. And the fan right in front of the drink railing just couldn't get out of the way of the liner. Both Shorebirds trainers, Julio Barr and Griffin Pyatt, head out there. Something you hate to see. And the Shorebirds bullpen trying to offer whatever help they can here. Given that I was right behind the Birds' pen. And Barrios, the hitter, still down in the squat at home plate. Obviously not his fault, but I'm sure he bears the brunt of that responsibility in his own mind. So they attend to the fan. It was struck by the line drive out in the berm down the left field side. And there's not much we can do right now outside of just wait and hope here. But for now, we'll stick with you until this gets, hopefully, a good ending. All we can do is sit back and be spectators in the worst way. Still being attended to out there by trainers and fans. I think the fans actually just gotten up. He will get a huge ovation here as Shorebirds pitching coach Joe Hallmacher goes out to the mound, and he'll chat with Daniel Lloyd as well as the catcher Creed Willems, and just everybody will try to flip a switch here. And Daniel Lloyd will throw a couple of warm-up tosses here as we'll try to get back to the action. Thankfully, that fan is okay. Come away with, I imagine, a pretty good-sized bruise. But it looks like we'll get back to the action, or at least we'll try to. So after that, everything else seems a little bit more insignificant. We're in a two-run ball game, tying run at the plate. A 1-2 count on Alan Barrios after a fan gets hit with a line drive out in the left field berm. And we'll get back to it. Lloyd ready to go. Man at second, the 1-2 pitch. Barrios takes outside, and the count's even at two. So how either team reacts to this is a mystery to me. How you pick up the pieces, we'll find out. The 2-2, Barrios fouls it back. 2-2, and Barrios was pretty demonstrative with his emotions after that ball hit the fan. I can't imagine what's going through his mind. Trying to continue on in a two-strike at bat. Man at second, one out, top nine, the 2-2. Breaking ball misses low, and the count's full. Lloyd can't really afford to walk Barrios here. He's the tying run. Go ahead, run for the Fred Nats on deck. Infante at second, the 3-2 pitch. Fastball called strike three, outside corner. Lloyd gets the K, and there's two away here in the nine. So that brings up Andre Arias. Final hope for the Fred Nats, left-handed batter. Tying run at the plate. 5-3 Shorebirds top of the ninth. Lloyd set the belt, his pitch home. It's a fastball down the middle for strike one. Arias 0-3 tonight. Open stance from the left side, hands held high. His 0-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Arias shakes his head at the call, but he's down to the count 0-2. Arias with one homer on the season. Tying run at the plate. Two strikes, two outs. Top of the ninth. Birds looking for three wins in a row. Lloyd ready, his 0-2, and Arias takes down and away. Won't chase the splitter. Ballman two strikes. Fans come to life trying to push Lloyd over the finish line. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Here it comes. And Arias takes up and away. 2-2. Lloyd had 52 pitches, and you have to take into account the long delay here in the frame as well. 5-3 Birds in the ninth. 2-2 pitch. And Arias spoils it, lofts it out of play towards the berm, third base side. Two balls, two strikes. Infante at second. Lloyd readies up. Down the hill, here's the pitch. And Arias off the hands, fouls it back and out of play. We stay at 2-2. Still two balls, two strikes. Lloyd fires home. And Arias, a tapper towards third. Romero grabs it, sets his feet, fires across the diamond in time. And the ball game is over. The Shorebirds, for the first time this season, have won three games in a row. They're victorious tonight, 5-3 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score here from Purdue Stadium on Wednesday night. It's the Shorebirds 5 and the Nationals 3 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium and the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jelinek here with you to walk you through all the odds and ends of this Delmarva Shorebirds victory. Shorebirds, their third win in a row. First time this year we get to say that, and I am so excited that the Shorebirds are able to push this one over the finish line. They've taken the first two here this week against the Fredericksburg Nationals, and now on the homestand are just a game under 500 at 2 under 500 at 3 and 5. Sometimes my math can be a little bit off. But the Shorebirds, a 5-3 winner here tonight over the Fred Nats. Let's walk you through how this one happened. The Shorebirds, they got a big second inning, pleading three runs, all of them with two outs. The bottom of the order got it done. Davis Tavares and Trenton Craig with singles. And then with two away, Mishael Dazon, an RBI double down the right field line. Creed Willems then with a two-run single to cap off the frame. Fred Nats ate into the deficit with two in the fifth as a two-out error. Bounding ball under the glove of Josue Cruz pleaded two runs. Shorebirds got those two right back immediately, though, in the bottom of the fifth. Creed Willems led off the fifth with a triple. Luis Valdez was hit by a pitch, stole second after a strikeout, and a balk forced home a run. Isaac De Leon, an RBI groundout, made it 5-2. Fred Nats with a run in the top of the eighth. We're able to cut it back to a 5-3 game. Yandel Pena tripled, then came home on a ground ball that turned into an error. But after that, Daniel Lloyd with smooth sailing, stranded the tying run at the plate in the ninth, getting Andre Arias to bounce out to third and wrap up the ball game. Your final line score in this one for the Fred Nats, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, they strand 4. Delmarva, 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, they strand 4 as well. Winning pitcher, it's Connor Grady, as Connor
goes six innings for the quality start, gives up just three hits, two unearned runs, one walk, five strikeouts, and easily his best outing of the season. Brian Caceres takes the loss. He goes five innings, gives up five runs on six hits, no walks, seven strikeouts. Daniel Lloyd gets his second save of the season as he goes three innings, allows one run on three hits, no walks, and three strikeouts. We started at 7:03 and we ended at 9:03. Shortest game of the year for the Birds at 2 hours even. And unfortunately, with the injury delay to the fan, not even added on time. So gameplay-wise, it was shorter than that. Attendance has yet to be reported to us here tonight, but we'll get you that figure when it finally comes across the wire here on May the 18th, Wednesday, from Purdue Stadium. With the win, the Shorebirds improved to 12-23 on the season. They are now 7.5 games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals, still in first place of the Northern Division. Birds are 5-12 at home, and the Birds have won three in a row. The Birds are hot. Fredericksburg, they've fallen to 19-15. They are now 10-6 on the road, and they have lost three in a row. Because of how quickly the game moved, we never got you any kind of scoreboard update. We tried to, but the pitchers were not having it here today. So your Carolina League scoreboard update first for you. Actually, we'll get you Birdland here first, because I know that's what you want to hear first. Norfolk currently up 8-7 on Charlotte. They're in the top of the ninth. Robert Nystrom, a grand slam for the Tides. Adley Rutschman has also homered. Middle of the eighth between Rome and Aberdeen, they're tied at one. Colton Kowser with the solo homer in the sixth tied that game up. And final from Bowie, Hartford, a 6-3 win over the Bay Sox. Gunnar Henderson with his seventh homer of the season. Dean Kramer making his first rehab start with Bowie, went two innings, had an immaculate first frame, striking out three, obviously, on nine pitches, as he ended up striking out five over two innings. And the big boy O's playing against the Yankees and Garrett Cole currently trail it 3-2. That's in the top of the eighth from Camden Yards. Now for your Carolina League scoreboard update. Obviously, nobody else has gone final at this point. Top of the eighth from Salem, it's 8-2 Lynchburg, as with a win, the Lynchburg Hellcats would pull into a tie with the Fred Nats for first in the Northern Division. So keep your eye on that one. Augusta and Charleston, it's 4-1 River Dogs after 7.5. I lied. A couple games have gone final because they played earlier this morning at 11 and noon respectively, so apologies for the error on my part. Fayetteville, a 2-1 win over Kannapolis. Myrtle Beach, 13-2 over Columbia, as the Pelicans, the hottest team in the Carolina League, now 24-11. Carolina, an 8-1 win over Down East as well. We finally have the attendance here from tonight. 1,923 took in this 5-3 win for the Shorebirds here on Wednesday night from Purdue Stadium. With everything about today in our back pockets, let's go ahead and look ahead to tomorrow. Shorebirds will try to make it 4 in a row. Shane Davis, the ace on the mound for the Birds. He is 1-3 with a 3.64 ERA. Rodney Theophile opposes him for the Fred Nats. Best pitcher in the Carolina League, bar none, so far this season. Theophile 3-0 with an 0.82 ERA. It should be a doozy of a pitching matchup. 7:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. As we sign off here tonight, big thanks to everybody around this ballpark that helps put on the show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, we'll talk to you then. Your final score here tonight, it's Delmarva 5 and Fredericksburg 3 for the second straight night, and a third straight winner for your Delmarva Shorebirds. Until tomorrow at 6:50, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.